Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our phone lines, Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and my good Houdat Nation friends, Grant, Hollywood, Longshoremen, the whole nation. It's my high honor and great privilege to say for the first time since December 8th of last year, hail to the mighty Saints. First of all, I don't usually listen to the post-game show for a number of reasons, but since I was driving back from Lafayette yesterday, I decided to listen in. And my first thought is that me and that burger at the Swamp Room are going to be having a close meeting very, very soon, Bobby. It sounds like that was a fantastic place.
Hey, the Swamp Room is famous for their burgers, handmade. And I tell you what, you know, once you're known for something, you can't never be
can't
bad.
Can't mess it up.
No, you can't mess it up. It has to always be the same. You have to have that consistency, and they do have that where, you know, you go back. You eat the burger, I'll go back for another one. You know, and I'll be like Wimpy. Well, remember, Popeye, I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, old Wimpy, yes, sir. And I am not shy, as you know, by seeing me about refusing a second burger. But listen, based on what I saw yesterday and then heard on the point after, I think it's the general consensus of the Houdat Nation that, A, the red zone offense is pretty abysmal. And you know, my opinion and the opinion of others is that it reflects not only the players themselves, but the play calling. You know, Kellen Moore is young and new, but it's time to kind of get with it and put that ball in the end zone, because we really should have won by 35 or 42-14 yesterday. And secondly, it's time at least to bring Charlie Smith in for a workout, because, Mike, the ice is not.
Well, he's in the building.
He doesn't count
because he's the international player. Yeah. He don't count against the roster. You know, he's in the building. You know, and he can make a 70-yarder, but then he might miss
a 30. He might flub that 38-yarder.
Yeah. And then, the pressure got to be on. Yeah, I agree.
You got to push and light a fire on the groupie, because he's underwater right now. And finally, Curtis Granderson, he needs to sue Alan Eck for defamation of character. I mean, that call, and I know we've said it 500 times over and over again, but that call was really beyond the pale. That was like the no call back in 2018.
Just as bad, Big John. That call was just as bad as the Nolan no call, but the thing was, the Nolan no call was to go to the damn Super Bowl. See, this is just a regular season game.
It wasn't the fifth game of the year.
Yeah, and you're beating the Giants, you know. But no, but it was that egregious. If you look at, you got to be freaking kidding me. No, it's like not now. Well, no, that was 100% wrong, the Nolan no call. And this is 100% wrong against Granderson. No, it's just, I don't know. The NFL cannot justify that. They need to answer that from an NFL perspective and tell the fans, okay, what are you looking at, and will Mr. Egg be reprimanded? I mean, I don't know. He can't be doing another game next weekend. You got to put him in timeout. You go in a timeout. I'm going to tell you when you can come out. And wouldn't that be fair, Big John? We got to hold him accountable. But the fans don't know anything about that. They do everything behind the scenes. Oh, and you know, Mickey Loomis and Coach Kellen Moore, it's always about 7 or 8 plays that are judgmental, and they send the front office, and it was like, okay, this is wrong. And then they'll say, like, oh, yeah, we missed that one. And that's all they do is apologize. Oh, we missed that one. Well, it's too damn late. What if it cost you the game?
Though?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's the thing, Bobby, is I got no problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with them saying, oh, hey, we missed the call. Okay, well, then discipline the referee. Because, you know, I've said this 500 times if I've said it once. And I continue to get disgusted by the lack of transparency in the league. And the only way that this is going to stop is when the sponsors start questioning the integrity of the game. That's the only time you're going to see a change in this.
And who's going to change? Vegas. Saying, wait a minute. Yeah. You messing now. You touching my money doing this in a game that's meaningful. Now, what happened yesterday?
It didn't matter.
It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But you mess up a game where a referee really screws the pooch on a call, man, it's not going to be some TV sponsor. It's going to be Vegas. Because now the NFL in Vegas now, they in bed together.
Without a doubt.
And, hey, they don't want no one thinking that if you place a bet, something's crooked. Because you might not bet again. And they want you to continue to gamble.
No, everything has to be on the up and up because it's reality TV. It's reality TV that is real, and it has to be legit. It can't be just we want to be entertained like championship wrestling. No, it's not choreographed. It has to be like, no, this is – we don't know what the outcome going to be. And it can't be like, oh, that looks shady. No, that's one thing. The NFL, realistically – now, they care about the individual. They care about if you do – they don't care if you smoke pot anymore. They care if you're doing cocaine or something. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to be hooked on pain pills. You know, they'll send you to rehab. But one thing they hate more than anything, they don't want nobody associated with gambling. As a player, you want to get kicked out of the league. Mike, you know that.
Look how many people have been suspended already by
yes.
gambling on their cell phone.
And that's
you can't gamble on your own league,
and
too.
That's going to be a big challenge in college football, the big money involved in that going forward. That's one thing. The games have to be on the up and up. Ain't nobody trying to fix nothing that is truly the outcome. And no, if you want the game to continue to grow, whether that's college football, like whether it's the SEC, Big Ten, or the NFL – no, it has to be legit that it's actually won and lost on the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's a public service announcement.
Yeah, if something like that happens in a Super Bowl game, oh, man.
No, the money that's going to change hands, no.
That's unacceptable. And it should be unacceptable now to be, because listen, you're human, and you're going to make a mistake.
And you know what's crazy?
They can't come back and be the same guy the next week.
They even have meetings, I know, in training camp with teams. They have ex-FBI people that they hired, NFL hires, and they would tell you, that you're a target, you're constantly being watched, that they tell you who you can be friends with, who you can associate with. No, you can't be hanging out with that dude. Okay, I'm telling you, that's bad news. That's a red flag right there. So, no, they know because they look shady. And now the Raiders in Las Vegas? No, I guarantee if you play for the Raiders and you're there all the time, Mike, no, you could say, well, you can't tell me who to be friends with. Yes, the NFL can. I'm telling you.
And it won't be long before Major League Baseball is in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Won't be long before
NBA.
The NBA has an expansion team in Las Vegas. So once you pull them covers up, okay, then you got to have it be legit. But the NFL referees, to me, with no accountability at all.
Well, the NFL needs to make a public statement. I think the fans will like this. When you watch this, they can put it on NFL Network. Like 10 calls that they missed that have to be addressed, and you explain it to the fans. When you watch that on NFL Network, all the people that are doing gaming, I want to watch this show. When are they replaying that? I want to watch that. How are they going to explain this away?
They're never going to do it.
Well, they need to.
I'm just telling you,
you got to be straightforward with the fans. That's the one with all the money. Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.